Savannah's music scene is an interesting dynamic. My thing is food, but I do pay attention to music. I love me some music. Those people who are involved in music believe we could be doing so much more here in Savannah than we do. The people who have a passing interest in a music scene might already think that it's great. It might be great, but there are people who believe it can be so much greater in this city that is growing so much. One young lady here in Savannah decided to do something about all of that. Her name is Mary Dugas. She is the founder of the Savannah Music Collective. She's also an old friend. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, you and I are friends for a few years now. And so I saw your post on Facebook that you were starting the Savannah Music Collective. And I thought, you know, yes, I'm the food guy, but that is, I believe, an important conversation to have to get to as many people as possible, because I'm one of those people that think it's good, but can be so much more if someone would take it and run with it. And that's what I think you are attempting to do. Yeah?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. There is so much going on in Savannah. And mm-hmm. I found myself, and so my background is in management in the music industry.
Right.
And so I've always been very attached and connected to live music, especially. And I looked around, and first, there was just so much that I was missing out on.
Right.
And I just felt like I wasn't connected the way I wanted to be to what was happening in the music scene in Savannah. And I was also seeing so many independent promoters pop up, like these great little local festivals that were happening.
Sure.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's really what's going to stimulate a music community. So I started this journey of just reaching out to people and meeting people, John included, to ask what they were doing and how they see Savannah's music scene and what do we need to do to elevate what's happening. So the collective was born, and first and foremost, to serve the community. It's a comprehensive live music calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some great attempts at that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a rock and roll girl, but I'm also the board chair of the Savannah Music Festival. And that got me really in touch with all of the arts and culture music organizations that are here in Savannah, which is stellar. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And there was just really no connective tissue between all of it. So the calendar that we're putting together covers everything, not just music and bars, but the classical side, the jazz side, the musical theater side.
Right.
And the more people I talked to, the more I realized, you know, especially post-COVID, how many artists moved to Savannah?
Right.
Left New York,
right.
Left Nashville, left Chicago, and are in Savannah. And the way they're making their way into the music scene is through finding musicians and going into the churches.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this this incredible programming that's happening in churches around town.
Let's back up a little bit. You know, my thing 15 years ago was, that's a great idea. Let's run with it. I know you, and I know how passionate you've been with music. It's obviously your background since I've known you. How long did it take you to go from, you know, I should really think about doing what you're doing now, before you actually decided I'm going for it?
I've been talking to people and putting this together for about 7 months.
Okay.
And it actually started with a conversation. Andrew Sovine is my new partner in crime with a lot of this, and what an incredible musician, artist, and human being he is. But we were introduced to each other because we were both really interested in what was happening at the state level with the Friends of, what is they called, the Georgia Friends of Music.
Right.
Introduced the bill into the House to create a Georgia music office, much like the film office. And so we were really interested in what that looked like and what that might mean for a community like Savannah. And so we started just having this conversation about, well, what do we want our community to look like?
Right.
And he introduced me to some of his friends, and then I met more people, and then I met more people. And we just decided, you know, wouldn't it be great if we just got everybody together in some way, shape, or form? So that was kind of the goal of the collective. And as I had conversations with more people in the community, that's what's really shaped what the business model is now, which is just so exciting because it really is shaped by the community and what the community needs.
Well, now, if we pulled out to 30,000 feet, the average resident here who has a passing interest in music would think it has never been better here, because even me included, I live right down the street from the arena, the brand new arena, a couple of years old, and we've had obviously Eagles, Janet Jackson, Pitbull, you know, Jimmy Buffett, Keith Urban. We've had so many people coming through Savannah that we never had before. You've been here long enough to know we didn't get these big concerts. Mm-hmm. And now they're all coming here. Everybody's coming here. What would you tell those people who think, well, what more do we need? I just went to see Barry Manilow the other day at the End Market Arena. What is the next layer that you need to show that Savannah has a more vibrant music scene, I guess is what I'm asking?
We definitely need more music venues of smaller sizes.
Yes.
We have incredible artists here in Savannah. And that's another core goal of the Music Collective, is to support the local artists that are trying to make it here. They're just trying to gig and learn and make enough money to record.
Yes.
And I think that that's really to start at the core of what's going to make a most vibrant music scene here, is to support our local artists. And so that does also start with making sure that people that visit Savannah and are in Savannah know what music is happening. And so that's, you know, one of the main points of making sure that this calendar is really robust and represents what's going on.
Historically, we've had Johnny Mercer Theater, the Lucas. You've got some musicians go through there. In the last handful of years, we have this incredible District Live facility here at Plant Riverside. Beautiful, state-of-the-art, everything here. There's also the Victory North facility over at Victory Drive and Whitaker Street. So there's these two now that are the new shiny new pennies. You still think, how many would you say more would we need that are maybe smaller? I'm hearing you say maybe not 50 people, but smaller than Victory North and here. Is that kind of where you're thinking?
I think 300, and John might have some input there as well. I think 300 is a good sweet spot for our local musicians who are still developing. There are a couple of venues that, and it's been really interesting to talk to so many artists about where they are going and what seems to be a bit of a hub for the musicians to network together, which is such an incredibly important part of that creative process.
Right.
But Victory North is becoming a really central focal point for that, and they're doing a fantastic job of supporting local musicians. And the Warehouse seems to be a
spot. River Street?
On River Street,
no
yeah.
No kidding.
Where a lot of local artists are playing, and that's where they go see each other play, and where they end up jumping up on stage with each other, it seems like.
Yeah.
There are lots of hotel bars, and there are a lot of rooms around where they do hire the local artists to come and play background music or whatever for the tourists. But I'm really interested in venues that are going to work to develop those artists.
I think we could do better, correct me if you disagree, but I think we could do better with having more of that. This isn't Nashville. Let's not pretend that it is. But if you walk down River Street, you should not only hear one live musician on the whole of River Street. There are maybe two or three on a Saturday afternoon, but I think I'm being generous. Is that fair?
No,
it's just not a thing.
I think you're right. And I think, you know, it's different. You know, I spent almost 20 years in Athens, and just the music lovers there don't hesitate to pay a cover charge.
Right.
And we really don't have that environment here.
No.
And so the business owners are needing to make that investment.
Right.
And their people are going to walk in their bars anyway, whether they have music or not.
Right.
So it needs to be a love of music. I haven't been there yet, but I'm really interested in what Wexford Pub is doing.
Right.
Looking at their lineup and all of the live entertainment that they are bringing, you can tell they're music lovers.
Yes.
They want to have music in their business, and I think that's really important, and I want to support people who are, you know,
who
bringing
it.
In music, exactly.
Yeah, and their stage upstairs, they were telling me they're going to have performers there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every single week. I think it was booked out to the end of the year when they opened in early August, I believe it was. But there will be 7 days a week music out in City Market. Mm-hmm. Which is obviously very important, because you could hear that from blocks away and say, oh, what's that, and gravitate over there. Tell us a little more of the nuts and bolts of the group that you're putting together. What do you plan to offer musicians here in Savannah that may not have existed before?
So we, in addition to the live music calendar, there's a an artist database, right, which has been so much fun to put together. I have met so many new artists, not physically all of them, but online, just to see just how many artists there are here in Savannah. And what we require for that database is just some baseline professional assets, an online presence, some streaming music, a photograph, bio, and whatnot. And anyone can join that database. It's a database for the community to have access to. Everything on the website is free. No paywalls, subscriptions, pop-ups, or anything like that. But if you don't have those assets, that's okay. Click here, and we're going to help you put them together. And that brings in my side of my career of artist management, where I can help and mentor some of the young artists who just can't get it together. And I know better, as well as anyone, that I wouldn't have a career if artists didn't really need somebody with organizational and communication skills, right, even the best of them.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to reaching out and working with artists to help put that together so they can have more exposure. I've also been talking to organizations like the Film Commission,
right,
to make sure that we have a great vetted professional artist database that they can work with all the production companies that are coming into town to make sure that our artists have the opportunity to participate in things like that and get paid what they should be paid. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Long overdue. Where do these type of entities exist around the country? Do you know of any?
You mean like the collective?
Yeah.
You know, Texas does a good job of putting some, you know, connective tissue in the music,
right,
area. So does Nashville. There are a lot of little things,
right,
around.
Right.
Asheville has a group. Not quite like this. It's been interesting, like I said, to listen to the community and what do they need. And most, mm-hmm, of those other organizations come from government agencies,
right,
or universities.
Right.
But not so much the community.
How many musicians do you say you're trying to get them all into a database? How many have you collected so far?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. 30 or 40?
Very cool.
And still finding new ones.
Of course you will.
No, still finding new ones.
I'm sure there's a couple of hundred, right, once the word gets out that you're doing this.
Yeah. Well, and so that's the professional development for the artist is there, but then also in addition, the collective is going to do professional development programming.
Right.
I'm really, really excited about. We've got some great partners to help us do that. Number one is Victory North. They've offered Victory North as the home of the collective.
Right.
Given me office space upstairs and the building,
right,
on nights when they don't have anything else going on, so we can have space to hit the ground running.
Right.
Tourism leadership has been really helpful. Michael Owens is great over there. Getting our QR code that gets you directly to the live music calendar out to all the hotels and concierges. University of Georgia, I've got some interns from their music business program.
Very good.
David Barbie, who runs that program, is a friend. He's going to come down and do some Q&As with the artists about streaming platforms and how to monetize yourself on streaming platforms. Michelle Kaplinger is the president of the Georgia chapter of the Recording Academy out of Atlanta, and she's been so helpful and a great partner to bring the Grammys to Savannah and all of the resources that they have, which is going to be bringing in Grammy people, music care resources like healthcare and rental assistance. Gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, just, it's been so much. Nick Palumbo over at Creative Coast. We've had great conversations about how to marry the music business with his entrepreneurship program.
Sure.
So we've got all of these people that are, you know, independent promoters, and what can we put them together with to help build their businesses?
This is obviously so much more than just a website where you're going to go find a list of who's playing where.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's also about, but that's, you know, you got to get the word out.
Sure.
And that's the powerful part. But this is a lot of artist and professional development.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Is the website live?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
SavannahMusicCollective.org.
And is there any kind of membership required? How does someone get involved? If an artist is listening to this right now and they say, I want to be a part of that, how do they become a part of it?
There, no membership. Everything is free. I'm a registered nonprofit with a 501c3 pending. Nice. And once we're up and running, I'm going to fundraise to fund all of it.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll do very well. You and I have not talked about this before sitting down here. So I'm listening to a lot of this for the first time. And I'll be very honest with you. I'm hearing your passion, your drive, and your vision. I'm hearing a lot of what was going on in my head when I started my thing 15 years ago. So, it's exciting. It's very exciting.
I am very excited. And We're actually tomorrow, I don't know when this podcast airs, but tomorrow at Victory North at 6 o'clock, September 24th, we're going to have a launch event, which is basically just a get-together. I've invited all of these artists, all the heads of all the music organizations in town, community leaders, to bring friends who are interested in music and come here. A lot of what I just talked about.
Right.
Ask questions. Talk about what you need. This is the line that I give everyone, is that what I want to do in the community is what I've always done in my career as an artist manager, is listen to my artists, listen to my industry partners and contemporaries, and think of all the cool stuff we want to do, take it back, organize it, figure out the resources we need to get it done, recommunicate, and project manage. And that's basically what I do in my career, and it's a joy for me to do that. So I'm really looking forward to doing that in the Savannah community.
I'm not letting you off the hook. Where do you like to go eat?
Gosh.
I'm the food guy, you know.
I know. Everywhere. Oh, absolutely everywhere. I mean, obviously, Common Thread is just, there's nothing there that I don't eat and think, oh, that is just amazing.
Right.
Brochus is just blows me away every time we go in Brochus. Yukio, my whole family is like incredible, big, huge fans of what Yukio is doing. And I'm still a big fan of the tried and true, like Noble Fare.
Sure.
And Circa.
Yeah.
We eat out way too much. I'm really, my go-to, like during the day, is Bar Julian up on the top of the Thompson. I could swim in that whipped feta. It's so good.
It is good.
And where else?
You have two girls. They're in high school, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Two girls. You pick them up from soccer, wherever it is, and you're headed home, and everybody's hungry. What are you grabbing to take home?
Five Spot.
Yeah.
We are Five Spot family. Haversham, and we live on Dutch Island, so Five Spot and Sandfly. Yes, all the time.
What's your go-to there? They have a great Cuban sandwich,
They do the blackened salmon salad.
Blackened salmon salad at Five Spot.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for inviting me here. And it's good to see you again.
Yes, of course.
Helping me spread the word.
Yeah, it's a tall order, but I know your passion, and I know it's gonna be great. So tell us the website one more time.
SavannahMusicCollective.org.
Very good. We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Jesse.